The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْ يُوْ هُوْ بِلِيْهِ اسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagin.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this chapter of At-Taghabun, has messages for us that we need to look at. Verse 11 says something very important that, again, we need reminders of. مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ, or مَا أَصَابَ, I should read it in this way, because it's nafya, it's negative, it's negating something. مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. There is not a musibah, a calamity, a difficulty, a hardship, anything bad that you would identify as bad, something that is called a musibah. Remember, loss of life, loved ones, belongings, all the things that we hate most. That's called musibah. Okay. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. That obviously everybody knows that it's been said that that was revealed at a time when Amir al-Mu'mineen lost a loved one, and he said, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. And also the verse before that, prior to that, وَبَشِّرَ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ. It's talking about وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Okay, so any of those hardships that we're always dealing with, we're losing different things, right? Sometimes deliberately, meaning we take measures that we know it's going to lead to loss. We're sacrificing for Allah. We're taking measures because God said, knowing that we will lose. If we take this measure, they will come and take this away from us. They will take our job away from us. They'll take this other thing away from us, security away from us, our freedom away from us, like Imam Al-Kadhim, and incarcerate us. And sometimes, without doing anything, it just happens. You have an accident. COVID hits. Different things happen, and we lose things. These are all called musibah. This verse says, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. It does not happen unless it's with God's permission. God allowed it, in a sense. And as Surah Baqarah, the verse that is known as Ayatul Kursi, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ. Any form of shafa'ah, any type of intercession, anything that happens that you don't see God directly, you see something else, including مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ. It's بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. It means it's God's will. لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. In fact, the tasbih that this chapter starts with means that there is nothing and no ability, nothing can do anything except بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ doesn't mean that God isn't involved with it. God doesn't do it. God is just an observer. And if He wants, He can stop it. Otherwise, He can't. That's not إِذْن. That's not بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ is with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. God wanted you to lose this. He wanted you to lose that. That's what this verse starts with. And then after stating this fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهِ. And whoever believes in Allah, He will guide their heart. Very simple sentence, very clear cut, no way around the meaning, no hidden meaning, meaning nothing that is ambiguous about this, that requires anything else to explain this. من يؤمن بالله يهدي قلبه. Whoever believes in Allah, God will guide their heart. And lastly, Allah بكل شيء عليم. Allah is towards everything knowing. He knows everything. بكل شيء. Everything. What is this sequence? Why this particular sequence? First, it talks about musiba. ما أصاب من مصيبة إلا بإذن الله. Then ومن يؤمن بالله يهدي قلبه. And lastly, والله بكل شيء عليم. The last part can the connection with the middle phrase or segment of the verse, the connection between those two is easier to understand. But the connection between those two and the first, ما أصاب من مصيبة إلا بإذن الله, then saying ومن يؤمن بالله يهدي قلبه. The facts independently are each understandable. There isn't any musiba that comes your way except that it's God's will. God wanted this to happen to you. And the other fact that من يؤمن بالله, whoever believes in Allah, God will guide their heart, and that He knows everything. So, though two independent facts, we understand. What's the connection that they have been mentioned one after the other in the same verse? Are they independent, or is there a connection? Maybe, I'm not suggesting this is, one of the obligations we have is to think of the verses of the Quran and think of possible meanings, seeing fact. The fact is God has mentioned these one after the other, and that tells us there's got to be a connection. The first step is in the form of maybe, one thought that comes to mind, and then evaluate, and is it right, is it wrong? Maybe the connection could be when a musibah comes a person's way, and that's a difficult test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's use the verses of Surah Baqarah that we mentioned earlier. It said, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. It says, we will test you through loss of life, loss of loved ones, loss of belongings, possessions, loved ones, life, offspring. And it says, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Give good tidings to those who are patient. So it requires patience. Loss, these losses are difficult. Bashir al-Sabirin, give good tidings to the Sabirin. If they're bala, lanabluwannakum. Bala sometimes means calamity, and we understand it in the form of hardship. But the other word in that context, especially, the other understanding is test. So we will test you. That's why we translate it in that way. It's a test. That hardship is a test. In the context of that difficulty, which is a test, so it's a difficult test, you want to come out of that test the right way, do the right thing. Now that verse, it says, وَبَشِّرُ الصَّابِرِينَ, those who are patient in the face of those calamities, they are going to be doing well in those tests, and so that's why they're given good tidings, and then they're described as, the patient ones are described as those that when they receive that hardship, that difficulty, الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ, they say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ, we belong to Allah, وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ, and verily we are returning to Him. Here it says all musibah is from Allah. It comes with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. States that, now that musibah is a test, as the other verse mentioned. In the context of this musibah, in this difficult test, I want to do the right thing. What is the right thing? How can I identify what the right thing is? This verse says this, وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِ قَلْبَهِ. You want to know what to do? Have iman. Be true to that iman, to that faith in Allah. If you really, at that point, when that musibah comes your way, if you have iman billah, then yahdi qalbah. Allah will guide you to do the right thing. Allah will guide you to do the right thing. This isn't about, like, I don't know, saving a musibah, so, oh, it's God guiding the heart of a believer so he doesn't go through loss, or he gains it back, or he finds out who stole it. No, it has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with hidayah of towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what hidayah is. That's what guidance is. Not guidance towards, I don't know, some stolen goods, figuring out where they came from, or where they were taken, how I can get them back, and so on and so forth. No. When a musibah hits, من يؤمن بالله يهدى قلبه. If you're a mu'min at that point, if you have iman, then God will guide your heart. If it's not the case, if we don't have iman, then it doesn't say that guidance is going to come. It doesn't say that there isn't going to be guidance either. But it doesn't say there's a guarantee that there will be guidance.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Halim Hakimun Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.